You may be seated. This morning's reading from God's Word is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 13 through 20. And if you're utilizing your Pew Bible, you will find this on page 1868. Follow along as we listen to a reading from the book of Hebrews. When God had made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, "I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. May God bless the reading of his word. Over the last several weeks, we have been hearing of how the Lord has gifts that he wants you and me to receive from him. Gifts like joy and love and peace. And today we focus upon the hope which God has for everyone. I want to remind all of us that the hope that God has for you and for me, it's not an uncertainty, but it's a definite, confident expectation of what God will do, what he has done, and what he yearns to do. Friends, this is a sure thing. It is a certainty. It is this confident expectation in what God has done and what he will do that becomes the anchor for our soul. Hear that again. It's the confident expectation in what God has done and what he will do that will become the anchor for your soul and mine. This hope which God wants all believers in Jesus to experience is a certain confident expectation of what the future holds. Let me explain. All of us who have placed our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we all have a confident expectation of being with the Lord at some point in the future when we pass from this life to the next. Friends, this is a certainty. This past week, a friend of mine on Facebook posted about her uncle passing away. And listen to what she stated. And I quote, "If there is a heaven," and I'll stop there. When I read that statement, I was grieved because she really did not know if there was a heaven or even if there is a certain way to experience heaven one day. Let me tell myself, all of us truly can know that there is a heaven and all of us truly can know that we will experience it one day. You and I, we both can be sure that there is a heaven. You and I, we both can have that confidence. You and I, we both can have that certainty. Friends, God wants you and me to have that definite assurance and knowledge of your future. Romans 10, verse 9 tells us that if we confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And friends, that is in the future tense. But Jesus even was more particular and more specific. And listen to his words in John 14, verse 19. "Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also." Friends, Jesus even tells us that he will come and take us to where he is. And Jesus is speaking of heaven here, friends. Listen again to the words of Jesus our Lord. "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Did you hear that? I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. That's the certainty, the hope, the confidence in what God said he will do. Do you realize that science is now, you know, basically professing and admitting that they are proving the existence of God? The galaxies are continuing to be made each and every day. You see, in Genesis, when God spoke, "Let there be light," it wasn't a final act. It was a constant, continual act. And when Jesus said, "He will come and take us to himself," friends, that is a truth. That's a certainty that it will come to pass. I want you and me to know that if we fail to experience the confident expectation of there being a heaven, and that we will experience it one day, and our future salvation, we will never experience the confidence which Jesus wants you and me to live with on a daily basis. Hear that. If we question or doubt that there's a heaven and that Jesus will come and take us to himself, then we will never, ever, ever have the confidence in our daily life that God wants for you and he wants for me. You see, we will never experience the expectation of God breaking in upon our lives and breaking in on our lives if we fail to settle in our hearts the truth and the reality of Jesus' words about heaven. You see, if God said it, it's true, and either it's all true or it's not, any of it is true. And friends, I'm here to tell you, it's all true. We must settle this in our hearts and minds this morning. If we give in to doubt on this issue, then all the other aspects of what God wants to show you and what God wants for you and me to live our lives by, it will never happen, for we'll be blind to them. We cannot pick and choose what we decide to believe. Either we believe it all or we believe none of it. We can't expect the Lord to impact our daily life and yet be fickle with his mission and purpose for leaving heaven and coming to earth. Namely, and that purpose was to reconcile you and me with a holy God. As I mentioned, either all of what Jesus said is true or none of it is true. And friends, it's all true, and it all will come to pass. I want to share with you what I want for you this morning. What I want for all of you is to experience the confidence which God has for you today. This confident expectation, this hope, it will change your outlook, it will change your perspective, and in friends, it will change your life. When we live by the expectation of the promises that God has for you and for me, we will then begin to see the Lord move in new ways each and every day. We will see the miraculous events and the God working in our midst, even in the simple and the mundane occurrences of life. Friends, if God is not big enough to be trusted with our eternal homes, and why would we ever trust him with the daily elements of life? You won't, and I won't either. We must believe, we must trust, we must have the confident expectation that what God says will come to pass, and what God promises he will fulfill, and what God's character is will always remain true and consistent. We must expect God to grant us purpose, to grant us his love, his joy, his peace, and his hope, for these are what we can confidently expect from the Lord, as they are what he has given to you and me in and through Jesus Christ. As I close here this morning, I share one last account from the mission trip. Throughout the week we were in Mexico, there were many who received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Sometimes it was individuals, and sometimes as a dump, there were many individuals that came to Christ. I want to share with you what Pastor John told me one day as we were traveling throughout Mexico. You see, we would break up into different teams, and one day there were four or five different teams that we all had gone to different places, and for whatever reason, I always ended up, Pastor John would say, "Hey, you come with me," and so I would be with him and Betty, or him and Betty and maybe Jose. And he told me, he said, we would never be able to do what we are doing this week without your team. Now, friends, he did clarify what he meant. And he meant both with the physical labor of serving the people at the dump, some 100-odd people that came to watch the movie, and then the financial resources. We fed them there. We fed the senior citizens when we took them to the beach. We fed the orphans at the orphanages. We paid for the materials. But friends, it's not about us. It's about God. I want to put this together here for you. And I want you and me to stop and to think. I want you all to get this here this morning. I was told what happened would never have been able to take place if we did not go. If we did not go. Many people never come to faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior in Mexico. Did you put that together? Did you make that connection? Because sometimes I think we just blindly run roughshod through life and we miss what God is doing even in our midst. Did you get it? I want you and me to understand what we said before we left, and I'm going to allow us to go back, even the Sunday, November 9th, before we left, right here in this sanctuary, what was stated that although everyone could not go, that everyone here, we're all going with us. Do you remember that? I do. And it was stated that you all were going with us through the financial support and through the prayers that you were uplifting. And friends, many of you went with us, both through your prayers and through the support that you provided. Now imagine this, the God that we serve, the Lord that we know, would move in the hearts of a people in Gibsonburg, Ohio, and place it upon their hearts to travel to Mexico for a mission trip. I still remember the day that this was presented, the entire idea was presented at our council ministry meeting. I remember the unity, I remember the passion, I remember the excitement. We didn't know what was going to unfold. We had no other idea other than to step out in faith, and the journey began. The commitment to glorify God, to serve God. And friends, this same God would place upon others' hearts and compel them to pray, and upon others' hearts, he would be moving them to give. Are you seeing what's going on here? Are you getting it? Are you catching the movement of God? Now, we all couldn't go. Just like in the military, not all are called to be on the front line. There are others who need to manufacture the munitions and others who need to take care of the support duties. But friends, everyone is important. And because of that, we all are united and connected in the same journey. We're all intimately connected, one with the other. Just like with the military, you remove one cog out of the wheel and it all begins to collapse. It took all of us, friends. It took all of us. Now the hope which I have is an incredible confident expectation which is rooted in the heart of God, and it shows his unfathomable love toward all people, which would move a group of people from Gibsonburg, Ohio, to travel some 2,400 or so odd miles to Zihuatanejo, Mexico. Now get this. And this is the incredible nature of the God that we serve, of the God that we love, to draw more people to himself, to place their faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Friends, you were a part of that. Let that sink in. You were a part of that. All of us were a part of that. And this is the same God who wants us to see him move and work in this community. And when I say community, I'm not talking about just the community of faith here. I'm talking about the community of Gibsonburg. We have a tremendous opportunity here in Gibsonburg. God is moving, friends. Yes, God is moving. We don't have to wait till we are with him in eternity to see his love and experience in his peace and to be saturated with his joy or to live out his purpose for our lives. We can experience all that here. And now, I challenge everyone here this morning to acknowledge where you are stuck in your faith and give it up to the Lord. And give it over to the Lord. If you're stuck in your belief about God's character, know that he sent people over 2,400 miles to be in Mexico because he loved those people in Mexico. And he would do the same for you because he loves you. His love is unfathomable. His love is indescribable. His love is unspeakable. God's love for you is the same. And he would go to all lengths, and friends, he did. He went to the lengths of the cross. He spared nothing. He held nothing back. He gave it all. He poured out himself for you and for me. If you're stuck in your understanding of how God works in the world, meet the Lord in that and allow him to show you. Friends, above all, God wants you and me to have a confident expectation in him, not in our own abilities. We could tell you other accounts, as was shared here this morning, about the mechanical failures and the other accounts of the fundraising as we were preparing to go, and it all flopped. And what God was speaking to all of us is he was saying, I am Lord of all, and I will take care of everything in the minutest, smallest detail. Friends, we got to trust. We must believe. He will go to all lengths to reach a group of people. And what this means for you and me, it means that God will be a part of your life and mine if we would only allow him. And it means he doesn't want you and me to wander aimlessly throughout each day, separated and apart from him. He wants you and me to see how he is moving, to be a part of it, and how he is working and changing while drawing people to himself. I close with this. 2015 is right around the corner. None of us here know what 2015 will hold. But friends, we can know who holds 2015. And he is the God of the universe, the risen Christ. He is the Savior of our souls. He is the one that we worship and glorify and seek to serve each and every day. The Lord is moving in incredible ways here in our community of faith and in the community of Gibsonburg. I invite you this morning to embark on this journey of walking in faith this next year with me while allowing God to be our rock and to be our confidence. May you check your heart this morning, and may you identify where you're stuck, and may you meet God in that this morning. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. We praise you for doing what you have done. We praise you for allowing us. It doesn't make sense to me, but for allowing us to be a part of what an incredible, incredible experience. And oh Christ, oh Jesus, we bless you now. We bless you for your love that you have for us. We honor you for your goodness that you show toward us each day. We speak of your truth. But Lord, may our lives reveal how you have changed our hearts. Father, move us. Allow us to be knowing where we are stuck in our faith, that we might truly step out in faith in 2015, the year that we commit unto your care. Take it, use it, glorify yourself through it. May you forever change us. May you mold us and make us, and may you just challenge us to go further and to go deeper with you, O Jesus. We love you and we thank you and we praise you and honor you in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
If you're stuck somewhere right now in the Lord and you just keep playing tug and war with God, you just keep going back and forth, today is a day to give it over to him. Today is a day to lay it up on these altars. These altars are open. There's people that will pray with you. If you just want to give thanks to God, if you don't know the Lord and you want to give him your life, or if you just want to give him thanks for what he's done, because today is the day. 2015 is a new year. He doesn't want you leaving here carrying anything with you. Because one day we're going to walk with him. And we're going to talk with him. And I can only imagine what that's going to be like. So if you're playing tug and war with God, come up here today and give it to him. No more. Let peace be with you.
friends, as we close here this morning, God, it truly is a good God. He's a God who loves you and loves me. He's a God who loves all the people all around the world. And as we depart, may the God of all love, may his confident expectation of what God wants to do, may it truly be the anchor for your soul this day and in the coming days. May we all give praise, and as we take breath, give honor to the living God. And in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may the God of all hope anchor your soul and mine to him this day. Amen.